a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 1st, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is my co-host and pal and PhD of Easter Ridge, Clint Powell.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I have one gripe I want to get out just because it just has been gnawing at me.
Okay, go for it.
Before we begin any small talk, and that is the article in a paper about 6 days ago and on social media that said there was a health alert in Chattanooga. And it said doctors in Chattanooga are warning of a triple-demic, is what they're calling it. Not an epidemic, but a triple-demic.
I saw that.
And with the onset of the cold weather coming on, the three elements are COVID, RSV, which is the terrible cough that comes with a lot of children and some adults, and the flu. Not one single piece in this article gave any advice to how to improve or encourage the immune system, keep from spreading germs, how to empower yourself. And I remember a story back when I first opened Nutrition World in the 80s. And this story, who knows where it came from, but it was talking about, it was using an analogy, and it was saying that there was this mountainous road where there were so many accidents, and cars would go off the cliff and slide down this hill and were always hurt or killed. And if you think about different options that you could have done as a city or municipal back then, mm-hmm. The story went that what they did was they parked an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. They kept this ambulance there all the time because they had to rescue people.
Right.
And that is what's happening in today's health advice. They're parking ambulances at the bottom of the hill instead of fixing the road or putting up signs or empowering people with more information of how they won't go off the cliff of this mountain. And for an article to be printed by supposedly professional people who have studied for many years the body, the physiology, and health, and not know that vitamin D, when it's low, weakens the immune system, not know that terrible diets, Coca-Colas, overeating, obesity, not sleeping at night, all of those will devastate an immune system. And yet none of those were brought up. I'm not talking about sending people to Nutrition World. I'm talking about common sense advice. And I don't know if you know this or not. I think you do. You've been a dog owner.
Yeah.
If you see stray dogs, the weaker the dog, the hungrier the dog, the more the dog has been through, the more susceptible to fleas and ticks they are. The stronger the dog, the healthier the dog, the less susceptible they are to the parasites of nature. And so I'm just getting that out of my system.
Well, we've talked about this before. One of the things that disappointed me the most, especially when we got 2 or 3 months into the COVID times a couple years ago, was that our medical experts were doing what I think, me and you can agree or disagree a little bit on this, they were doing what we're supposed to do. If you're sick, here's the things you need to be doing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see a lot of the proactive, by the way, if you lose some weight, start walking and exercising, get some vitamin D, take these supplements, do all the other stuff too if you want to. But I didn't see a lot of air quote health advice coming from our health experts. I saw a lot of medicine advice mm-hmm. coming from our medicine experts. Didn't see a lot of health stuff, and it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. And, you know, I think there's some stuff we can do. You can get vitamin D a lot of times going outside.
Absolutely.
And this weather, it's nicer now. I agree with you. I think we ought to be talking about ways to help you fight it when you get it, whatever it is.
And not park the ambulance at the bottom of the mountain.
And just wait to get sick and then go get fixed.
And that's what the ambulance is doing. I want to talk about this guy at the gym at Crunch Fitness, he's a new fella. I saw him come in about 2 weeks ago. The guy hit a heavy bag like I don't think I've remembered seeing in a long time. He's about 6'1". He hit 3 10-minute rounds to a point of I would have been wheeled out.
3-minute rounds or 3 10-minute rounds?
I mean 3 10-minute rounds. He hit 3 10-minute rounds.
Yeah,
and I went up to him afterwards. I said, man, I don't think I've seen anyone hit. He said, well, I am a professional boxer from Colorado. Mm. I just moved here.
Yeah.
And I said, well, my hips are not good yet, but someday I would love to be able to hit the heavy bag with you. So I went and left and ordered on Amazon my first another pair of real boxing gloves.
You should have done that. I got 5 brand new ones at the house. I mean, literally, 5 brand new ones in bags.
They're probably 16 ounces, too.
Yeah, I got some 16s and some 12s.
Okay, I'll order 12 ounces.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, too. I just do 2 or 3 days a week. I go and do a boxing workout. Andy Smith, the trainer, works me out. And I'll say it now, said it a bunch. Everyone that thinks you're in shape, go do a real, not a Clint circuit box, go do a real boxing workout and holler at me.
Yes, sir.
Let me know. Yes. Let me know if you're in shape.
No, I have never in 66 years ever been as winded as when I boxed for those 2 years straight. And also, you don't even have to get hit, really.
No.
But you combine the aerobic needs and getting hit. There's nothing like it on earth.
I told Andy Smith today, and this is health stuff. I told him the difference between what I do when I'm in the boxing gym versus what I do at home. Is I have somebody pushing me, even if you're not sparring, somebody that you are either following and chasing and cutting off, or you're having to maneuver away from. That is, you think that that's a small difference and won't make a big difference. Running, chasing are different. Avoiding or trying to capture someone so you then can impose your will, or you're trying to avoid their will. That's a different cardio. I'm telling you.
I love that.
Woo is right. I think I quote the great philosopher of our time, Ric Flair. Woo!
There you go. Hey, I eat at Outback. I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I have not eaten there, but one time since probably my divorce, and we went over there. But let me tell you how to eat it. Most places, I loved what I got.
Okay.
First off, I do follow a carnivore diet.
Right.
So I use a lot of protein. I really feel that red meat's far healthier than chicken and it's not quite as good as healthy fish, but it's better than unhealthy fish, which are like farm raised is unhealthy. But this is how I order to be safe.
Okay.
Could I please have a filet that's either medium rare or medium?
Okay. I'm your waiter. I'm listening. Go.
No seasoning except salt and pepper. That is a key.
Okay.
Because the seasonings in these places have MSG.
Okay. I'm listening. Go ahead.
And then you have to have a green vegetable. So I get broccoli with nothing on it.
Okay.
And then I get 2 side salads, but I bring my own olive oil.
Okay.
Always. That is the perfect macros. As clean as you can get, not organic. Well, you're not going to get organic in Chattanooga, I am sorry, unless you shop and you go home and fix it, and I'm not going to do that. So I had the perfect protein, the perfect carbs, the perfect green vegetables that have indole-3 carbanol, which reduces prostate cancer does many, many things, and I enjoyed my salad, and they're not big enough, so I got 2, and I poured about 2 to 3 tablespoons of olive oil. There goes my complete healthy meal.
Here's what I hear as your waiter. I would like this without any seasoning except my seasoning. I would like broccoli, da-da, with no seasoning. Here's what I hear. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm right on the bottom of this ticket here. Spit in this dude's food. Please. Could someone in the back please put something inappropriate in this guy's food?
They know.
And let me smile at him when I'm, does it taste good, sir? There you go, sir.
They know Mr. Jones is going to tip them quite well.
Yeah, okay.
So that's just telling you.
All right. I don't eat Outback, so.
Why?
I do not like it. I've never liked it. I've been there maybe 4 times in my life, and I'm not a big Red Lobster person.
Not Red Lobster at all.
I don't do either one of them.
Well, you don't do a lot of things, Clint.
Wow. That took a different turn. Okay. I'm glad we could have this time together.
Well, I need to
share it with everybody on the radio.
You are a business coach, but I'm going to be your life coach. We got to open doors for Clint Powell.
Good luck with that one. You talk about picking up a stone you can't carry. Good Lord. I'm going to make Clint's life better. That's what you're taking on?
You framed it in a way that scares me.
You should be very afraid. You're setting yourself up for failure, my friend. But continue on with your radio show.
One comment on COVID here. I love, I don't know about sports. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Quarterback.
Okay,
he used to play for the Packers. Then he played for the Jets. First few minutes of the game this year, he's out for the season towards the Achilles tendon.
My really great friend, Dr. Jack Wolfson, he's a cardiologist in Arizona. I've done 2 podcasts with him on The Holistic Navigator, and he's written several books on how we truly can maintain heart health, and cholesterol is not how we do it by lowering it. But I loved his comment on social media. He said, Aaron Rodgers' comments pretty much sum up what all of us are thinking. Not Aaron Rodgers, Dr. Wilson. Aaron Rodgers takes the jab at Keith Olbermann Oh, who's that? Who's Keith Olbermann?
Keith Olbermann now is a political commentator, but he made his bones as an ESPN analysis and commentator for decades. I loved him as a sports announcer. He was very entertaining. His political agenda is horribly skewed.
Oh.
Yeah, he is a he is as do as you're told person as you will find on planet Earth.
Well, it says here, Aaron Rodgers takes a jab at Keith Olbermann after he mocked the quarterback's injury. Maybe get your fifth booster.
Oh, yeah, it was a good comeback. I saw that whole exchange.
Okay.
It happened in real time, and Keith Olbermann made fun of Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers said, hey, Keith, on a podcast, he goes, why don't you go get your fifth booster and shut up. Yeah.
Last comment is, in 2005, this is all completely factual. I'm not going to get National Enquirer bad news out here. I'm going to get real stuff. And in 2005, sheep jumped off a cliff in Turkey. 1,500 sheep followed one by one over this cliff, and 450 of them died. The rest survived by landing on the big soft pile of the sheep that already jumped before them. Is that not COVID vaccine people? And I'm not saying not get it, but I'm saying we followed like sheep before we became informed.
Listen, I will say what I always said. I regret getting the shot. I got it. I was making decisions based off fear. I don't hold anybody else's opinions against them. But I also believe, looking back on it, if you think you deserve it in your physical specific instance, then go get it. I do not. I think you should. If you are in a certain age range and you have certain comorbidities and there's you've got some issues, go for it. And I'm not going to be upset with anybody that does or doesn't get it. That the problem, most problem I had with it, and I say this every time, is not the decision that we had. It's how we turned on each other based off the decisions we were given. In the moment, both ways seemed scary to us. And we demonize somebody if they disagreed with us and if we ask questions. And I think that made us lesser of a community.
I completely agree. And I also agree that the first year of the shot, we were still in a state of confusion.
Know.
We were still in a state of panic. And I don't fault anybody.
Now we know.
Now we know more. Yeah. Now, I will say people in with two or more comorbidities who truly at a risk of dying, who will not, cannot improve their own health, probably the shot is worth the risk.
Yes.
But it's not for the healthy individuals in most cases. The people who are getting it still are the sheep falling off the cliff.
And I want to say this last thing to my friend Ed Jones. Mm-hmm. If Ed looked at the facts and it was affecting 25 to 35-year-old healthy people more, Ed would change his mind because that's what the facts would show.
Yep. Yep.
That's being able to look at facts and go, oh, well, what I thought about this thing is different now because the thing has changed.
Bingo.
But until then, we just can only make decisions based off the facts we have.
Words of wisdom from Clint Powell.
Which is rare. Bookmark this one.
All right, man. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about some peripheral artery issues. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and we have a great little segment here on peripheral artery disease, and we have Misha Stone from the Vascular Institute here from in Chattanooga, and welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much for you guys having me.
You know, normally we have Chris here, and he's always super informative, and this show's about 5.5 years old, and we had usually a physician or someone, nurse practitioner, on every other show for about 5.5 years. And it was really coming from the place that I am, which is totally integrative, holistic, certainly have a lot of things in my toolbox that others don't. And you have a lot of things in your toolbox that I don't. And I think that has been a real wonderful journey for people who listen to be able to combine sometimes the best of both worlds. But again, we talk about this very regularly, but I'm always probably pretty sure that most people still really, when I say PAD, they don't really know what that means. What exactly does PAD mean?
So peripheral artery disease is greatly underdiagnosed, and it develops when cholesterol levels and scar tissue build up, and it causes the arteries to narrow, and this therefore restricts blood flow.
Okay.
And there's a lot of stuff that comes with that, by the way.
Absolutely.
Real quick, so you know I'm a patient.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been, and y'all have checked the arteries in my leg and the veins.
Yes.
And I'm good to go.
Yes.
So I think mine's more of a nerve issue, but I love the business model because from the time I set the appointment to the time I got seen, less than a week or two.
Yeah.
And that's important because people live in fear and pain a lot of time. They don't want to say or hear 3 months down the road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we do get patients in pretty quickly.
Oh, very quickly. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, one reason is, and I don't want to be too negative, it's not corporate medicine. You have someone who actually the buck stops with. You have people who work who maybe aren't burned out. They're actually passionate about what they are doing. And I think it's very important as a patient not to just look basically the old statement, look through the yellow pages. It isn't going to work anymore because you have to find the people who are excelling in your field rather than not excelling because you're dealing with very sensitive issues and very risky issues at time. Now, the thing about peripheral artery disease is, you know, lifestyle plays a huge factor in the development of it and also sometimes the improvement of it. But what I like about the theory of what you all guys do at Vascular Institute is that most of your issues can be treated pretty effectively these days, unlike it was 15 years ago or 20. I know Chris talks about the options and some of the new things that he learns at different seminars to help people increase blood flow. So I guess as a novice in your field, really what you're trying to do is increase blood flow.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. And so I think the biggest thing most patients aren't aware of, first of all, we hear it all the time. A lot of our older patients will come into the office and they have delayed seeking treatment because mm-hmm. they think that pain in their legs is just a part of the aging process. It's just normal. They don't understand that there are treatments available that can help. And so, and then when we do get them in and we find things going on and we make them aware of the fact that we can treat this and improve their symptoms, they're just so happy they found us.
Well, I say this all the time, excuse me, it's amazing what we can get comfortable living with.
Yes.
We excuse it. Mm-hmm. We find ways to adapt.
Right.
I just won't walk as much. It'll mess up your gait, your posture.
Absolutely.
And your mindset. I know this because I've lived with pain like that.
Yeah.
And again, to what you said, you sometimes just go, well, that's just, you know how it is when you get old. Yeah. It doesn't always have to be that way.
No.
And I think you and what you do is a great example of what Ed always preaches is sometimes medicine, the medical world is needed.
Absolutely.
You can't fix something all the time with what Ed sells on the shelf. Sometimes I've got to go in and have what you and Dr. Lasar do.
Sure.
Go in and fix me.
Exactly.
I can't do it.
Exactly.
So what are some of the symptoms, again, for people to recognize? And again, like Clint says, I think the old storyline, and still is, well, we're just getting old. And many times, in fact, even the medical field, people would say, well, it's about, you know, you're having a lot of birthdays, that's why you're having symptoms.
Yeah.
And sometimes that may be true and sometimes it's not true. But the diagnostic part of this is quite easy, number one.
Absolutely.
And then the treatments are pretty clear cut and seemingly quick. They have to be invasive sometimes, but there are very quick recoveries. Yeah. And I've talked to no one who went to the Vascular Institute who was not pleased with their results after the procedures. But again, let's remind people what, like my dad had intermittent claudication. So when he walked to the mailbox, he could barely make it back. That's a form of PAD, isn't it?
It is.
What does that, those symptoms?
So most patients will come in and they'll let us know that they have been experiencing pain in their legs when walking.
Is it usually below the knee or can it be anywhere in the leg?
So it can be anywhere in the leg.
Okay.
Patients will tell you that after walking short distances, they start having cramping, which is claudication, in their legs. They can have weakness in their legs. And the pain that patients, if the blockage or atherosclerosis is high enough up, patients will also tell you that they have pain in their hips and buttock area when they're walking.
Mm-hmm.
And so patients generally will tell you that it may start off that, like he had mentioned, occasionally. But it eventually leads to lifestyle-limiting symptoms to where even going to the grocery store or completing normal daily tasks mm-hmm. become an issue. And so if it's left untreated, in the most extreme cases, patients can end up with sores on their legs that are slow to heal, which can lead to gangrene and then can eventually lead into amputation if they do not seek treatment.
Mm. And a lot of times blood sugar issues are some of the major contributors to that, isn't it?
Absolutely. So the risk factors for peripheral artery disease include diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and just genetics.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the genetic ones. I can fix the other ones a little bit. Can you fix that one?
Do you carry
anything that fixes genetics?
Absolutely we do.
Oh, good. Well, Mac. Groundbreaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, something else you can blame your parents and grandparents for.
So
you have to manage underlying health issues. Mm-hmm. And so patients will come in and they will have been diabetic for years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't control their blood glucose levels well. They continue to smoke. They don't treat high blood pressure. It's peripheral artery disease is it's greatly underdiagnosed.
Well, what I love about the Vascular Institute is, unlike, again, corporate medicine, is you understand that the underlying conditions of health have to be addressed, and you actually counsel and coach people on the fact that that's imperative, because going in and fixing it with stents or with openings or with this or that is really not going to fix it long term if you have still the underlying condition that created it in the first place. And, you know, Tracy Lasar is just so into the nutrition and the lifestyle and the exercise.
Yes.
And that helps kind of spread the word throughout the whole institute.
Most definitely.
And I think it's important that the leaders are practicing what they believe in.
Definitely.
And that is the correct lifestyle. So I love to recommend Vascular because of those reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to manage all of it, you know, and we live in an area, specifically this part of the mm-hmm. country, you know, we don't get enough exercise. We don't eat healthy. It's a whole lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. We can fix it. We can make it better. We can improve symptoms. But if you don't, you know, start making some lifestyle changes, the disease is going to come back. So we encourage our patients, you know, stop smoking, manage diabetes, manage a healthy weight, exercise.
You know, that's hard for people, though.
I was just going to say, sometimes, and I say this when I talk to business owners, it is we don't do better because we can't do best. So a lot of times, because I can't eat like Ed Jones, it is what it is. Because I can't exercise like Shannon or Sean or Matt Davis or something, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Instead of sometimes just realizing, well, maybe if I just go from 6 Cokes to 2 for right now, maybe if I just walk a mile, since I can't run a Spartan race, right?
Absolutely.
That moderation, the little changes make a really big difference, I'm assuming, even in what you do.
They really do. In terms of lower extremity arterial disease, walking 3 to 4 days a week, at least 30 minutes at a time, you can improve collateral circulation. Mm-hmm. And so, you don't have to run a marathon. You don't have to do an Ironman. It's everything in moderation,
right?
Which is really hard for some people. And when we have patients who have smoked for 30, 40 years, that is a huge lifestyle change as well. And we understand that that is difficult. But we've also, we encourage them to work with primary care providers, and we will discuss options available for smoking cessation. But I would say a large majority of our patients that we see have smoked for many years. Mm-hmm. And so that is a huge lifestyle change.
And the person wearing the white coat still in today's society probably wields the most power with their words, at least initially, to say, I'm very concerned about your future. I want you to be better, healthier, and make better choices. If your neighbor says it, it's not going to mean a whole lot. But if, like yourself or Dr. Desar,
yeah, she does have a white coat on. I was going to point that out.
Thank
good
you,
job, Ed.
Yeah.
Our listeners can't see. She's got the white coat.
I do have it on.
Yes.
I still have patients to see this afternoon.
So. Oh, wow.
So I love the influence that can be. And people have inertia in their life. I've just kind of started using that word because I see in myself, we all have this momentum and this inertia that's kind of hard to turn like a big cruise ship. And we need help. We need a team. We need people who can give us more good advice. Yes. And even going to the gym or connecting. And I think people like Vascular Institute help those people connect with the correct people.
Yeah.
There's a book I just finished listening to, 500-page book by Dr. Peter Attia called Outlive. To me, it is the gold standard of how we prevent vascular disease.
Yeah.
He has expanded the view. He calls it, we need to go from medicine 2.0 to medicine 3.0. And when you look at things like ApoB and lipoprotein A and calcium scoring and those are things that are still not being paid for by insurance. So
right.
The system is broken as far
Absolutely.
As how do we really get to a point where we can help patients with even more assistance, because you can have normal cholesterol. If your ApoB is high, it can be high with normal cholesterol or lipoprotein A, you can still devastate your arteries.
Absolutely.
And so I encourage people to know that you can come to Nutrition World and get blood testing Tuesdays and Thursdays and last Friday of the month. And everybody I send there does an ApoB and a lipoprotein A. So we have a team together that we can partner just like
sure.
we do with Vascular.
Well, he always preaches team. So you had mentioned dealing with your general practitioner, your doctor. So you have the team approach as well, right?
Yep.
We do. We absolutely do. And I always try to stress to patients that when you're trying to make lifestyle changes, it's not going to take effect overnight.
Mm-hmm.
This is I get up every day. I'm making a conscious decision to do this mm-hmm. every day. And after a certain amount of time, it becomes a habit. It becomes a better habit. And so that's what we like to see.
And you start real quick, you start feeding on yourself too on that. And once you start seeing a slight difference, just a little less pain or a little more energy, then you become your own motivation. You're like, well, if I can walk 1 mile, probably 1.5.
Exactly.
If I can walk 3 days a week, I can do it 4.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the people I've met, like when I've spoke at the conference, I think the past 6 years or 5 years, speaking again this time, most of the people look like they practice it better than normal health habits. You look healthier. You look very fit, of course. And it's hard to take advice from somebody who looks frail and pale and
Definitely.
Overweight when they're trying to tell you to do better. It
Definitely.
Just is. And at the Vascular, all of you, other men and women, seem to be taking pretty dang good care of yourself.
We do try to practice what we preach.
Yes.
And so I can't deny that I eat the occasional
Oh, well, I do too. You know,
but I mean, like I said, it's everything in moderation. But
that can be an excuse for people too. I don't want people because they will think that two Twinkies is moderation if they've been eating three. But that's okay. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Tell people how to contact Vascular, please.
So if you guys, if anyone feels that they're having symptoms or mm-hmm. if they feel that they, you know, are suffering from peripheral artery disease, pain in their legs when they're walking, just give us a call. You can contact mm-hmm. us at 423-602-2750 and you can schedule an appointment. For the most part, a referral is not needed.
And you go to the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.com.
And I love that.
That's how I set my appointments.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to your website.
Yes. I learned from Clint that you don't need a referral. I love that.
You don't.
All right, Misha, thank you so much for taking your time. I know you have to get back to patients, and we love every month having conversations about this because it's so needed, especially, as you said, in this area.
Absolutely.
In this area.
Yes.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be empowering you with more notes of the health headlines and science. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World and back with my partner, Clint Powell. And Want to say real quick, and I'm not super complaining. I'm just sometimes get aggravated. Went down to Main Street Meats last weekend to eat about 4:15. Love to eat early, so you can just be done with all that. And had not been there in years. I know the quality is exceptional, amazing how they consider the right kind of raising the meats and the purity and everything. But we walk in about 4:15, and the girl says, "You realize that you can't order from the menu till 5 o'clock. All we have is hamburgers." And I was like, "I don't know that they say that on the website." We had looked at the menu on at least two different occasions,
right?
And I just was aggravated. We left and went to the went somewhere else to eat that offered food at 4:15. So just
I'm glad you told us that.
I know that was so
like
important.
A mental journal for you. Are we playing my game or not? We're not going to play my game today.
Yes, we are, because if I start with something else, may not get to it.
I never get to play my game. I want to play my game.
Okay,
so
what is the game?
I probably take quite a few supplements, but I was out of four of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this great little store that's located right up here on the corner.
GNC.
You just do that? Absolutely not. I hadn't done that since 1987, and then I found Nutrition World. Thank you very much, in Brainerd Village in 1989. I was out of four, so I went and bought my four supplements that I'm out of.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what would be a good, fun thing? Something impromptu, unscheduled.
Yep.
I'm just going to pull one of my supplements out that I bought, and you tell me a little bit about it.
Bingo.
It'll tell you a little bit about my paranoid world,
well,
too.
Well, I only got 7 minutes of deep sleep last night, so please forgive me.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He has picked up olive leaf,
yep.
My absolute king daddy of all herbs that help me when I'm feeling under the weather. How do I know it works? Back about 30 years ago, a company called Solgar came out with olive leaf, first company in the country.
Right.
I started using olive leaf just accidentally when I had a cold or I had something, and I noticed I got better quicker. Well, I started telling the customers about it. You know that Nutrition World became the number one biggest purchaser of olive leaf in the country.
Wow.
Before anyone knew that olive leaf really was antiviral, antibacterial.
And there's data behind this.
Now
right?
there is. Yeah. We didn't have any then. It was all anecdotal.
But there is data yes. now. I've read some yep. of it, and I take it just like you just you prescribe it for me, not as a doctor, but as you suggest. I don't take it consistent. It's not one of those every day.
Yep.
If I start feeling bad, let me tell you how I take it, and you tell me if it's right. If I start feeling under the weather, I'll take either 2 or 3 in the morning and another 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I don't take more than 6 to 8.
You are nailing it. More than 8 can bother your stomach. Less than 4
and
is
a couple
not
of days, 2 or 3 days after that, because then it'll mess with your liver and stuff, right?
No, it does not.
No, it does not. Okay.
No, and don't stop the first day you feel well, or it can come back on you.
I take it.
Yeah.
I tell my kids, past. If I feel better on Tuesday, I'm still taking it on Wednesday.
Bingo.
Just like I'm sick.
Wow. You've been trained well.
All right, here we go. I think you've already referred this one.
Oh, D3. Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere.
Vitamin D.
When it's less than about 30 nanograms on a blood test, your immune system will not be as adequate. The reason that darker skinned people had about a 2.4% death rate more than other people was because you can't convert D from the sun if you have dark skin. So we need to raise the D levels.
And I went and came and got my blood work done last year, beginning of this year. My blood work was good on vitamin D.
Good.
But what I do is I take one a day. And if I start feeling bad, I actually take one in the morning and one in the afternoon and see how good I am on this. You ready? Thanks to you and Adam, or Matt, one of y'all told me that if I take it too close to bedtime, it can mess with your sleep a little bit.
It can. I learned that again by personal experimentation. Yeah. I was taking high doses and I'm not a great sleeper, but it was far worse. And then I started looking into PubMed, which is the research, and it said that can inhibit melatonin if taken too late.
So I don't take it. I'll take one in the morning. If I'm not feeling great, I'll take another one 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Bingo.
And usually I'm pretty good.
Bingo.
I'm doing good. I'm feeling pretty impressed.
Hey, you're knowledgeable.
You ready? Here we go.
Yeah. NAD. NAD
Tell everybody what that one is.
Really cool. If there's a product that's going to probably slow aging, other than rapamycin we talked about last week.
With Josh.
Which is prescription drug.
Yeah.
But NAD supports what we call the mitochondria. Mitochondria is how we age. It's why we get cancer. It's what gets dysfunctional and damaged with the years.
Uh-huh.
And NAD helps to help protect that and help regenerate more mitochondrial function.
Okay. Am I taking it correctly? I take one a day.
One a day's fine.
Okay. Absolutely. I didn't know if it's one of those I should be taking only as needed, but I feel like I should be taking it consistently.
Consistently, because
and I take it after workout sometimes.
Or that would be fine. The thing is, I spoke last week about the rapid myosin. What if we had a pill that would make you one day younger every day you took it? How long would it be before you felt it? It'd be some time. Yeah. Well, we can't even go backwards. So what we're trying to do is just slow aging.
Right.
So yes, this is an important thing.
Last one, and then you can go back to your notes. Oh, hold on a second.
Probably is still in the top two or three most important of everything, which is omega-3 fatty acids.
Omega-3.
Secondly is you have to have good brands because vitamin D is vitamin D. I'll be honest
with
you.
Is this a good brand?
It's the top brand in the country for
Nordic.
Being tested. Yes, there's three top brands that we sell, Vital Planet and two or three others.
Yeah.
And they all have been tested or we will not carry them at Nutrition World for heavy metals, making sure they're what we call triglyceride-based. There's other brands that are not, and just everything about it, you're getting the very best. Because half your brain's made of omega-3s, and when you have not enough omega-3, what happens is when you eat foods that have omega-6, it goes down a pathway that creates inflammation. So, very protective.
NAD, the one I take is Life Extension. My vitamin D is just, I can't even read, I bring my glasses in. And the olive leaf is Blue Bonnet.
I love Blue Bonnet.
There we go.
Or Maze Medicinals, those two.
There we go.
That was a pretty cool game.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
I passed.
You did really well. I was super proud of you. I'll give you a, you'll get through with a 96.
I'll
96.
Take it.
Yeah.
Anything over.
That's a high A.
When in Woodmore and Dellwood and Brainerd, 74 would have been a stellar day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, same here in East Ridge, just a few years after you, sir.
Yep. Hey, the World Health Organization and YouTube have merged. And I may have mentioned this last time, but I got to mention
merged.
It again. They've merged. And it's sickening. It's
They've
actually
not
sickening.
Merged.
No, when I say merged, not financially merged. The YouTube has taken on the thing that one-size-fits-all medical information paradigm. So from now on, and it started on August 15th, YouTube will not allow in their algorithm unless the World Health Organization also agrees on health information.
If you look something up on Google, because Google owns YouTube.
Yep.
So if you look something up now, I saw this headline, their default is always going to be the WHO.
That's right. Their default. So they don't have to take
blame
anymore.
They are the experts. If they say it, it's true.
Yep.
That's what you need to know. Don't worry about anything else out there.
And World Health doesn't believe vitamin D is beneficial. It doesn't talk about any diets other than the normal USDA. They have shunned the keto diet, the carnivore diet, the all kind of diets.
Research. They've shunned research about masks and COVID and all this stuff. I'm not saying that some of the stuff they're saying is not true, but they turn a blind eye to anything that questions them.
Yep. And so there's an agenda behind them, not fair to the American people. Update on Nutrition World salmon. You know, we carry salmon from this one particular fisherman who flies up to Alaska and catches all he can catch and brings it to us.
I had no idea.
And there's two different types of salmon, but we've added the King Alaskan salmon, which has double the omega-3 of sockeye. Sockeye salmon has a more fishy taste.
Uh-huh.
The Alaskan salmon is more buttery, has no fishy taste at all, and has more omega-3s. Next, and again, if I ever repeat, I apologize because I marked these notes very well, but there's something called homeopathic medicines. Homeopathic medicines are an interesting entity of natural remedies. What they are is it's based on a premise of like cures like. So if you take something, if there was an herb that makes you throw up, you could take very minuscule amounts of it and it would actually cure nausea. That was the whole basis of homeopathic medicine from 100 years ago. The king and queen and people in England have always relied on homeopathic medicines. About one-third of the physicians prescribe homeopathics. We have always done moderately well with them. It's kind of complex. Well, because of Whole Foods now being the, whatever you want to call them, corporate and giving a blind eye to everything instead of the truth, more than 15,000 people have asked Whole Foods to please keep the homeopathic medicines on their shelves. Whole Foods stated very emphatically, Whole Foods is not, with a capital N-O-T, going to change the decision, and it has removed all homeopathics from all Whole Foods. That is political.
Did they give a reason why, though?
No, they have given no reason. It's because the government doesn't like homeopathic medicines. Yeah, they don't like, they don't approve of it. They think it's a farce. And all I can tell you is from my 44 years experience, if you get the right remedy, it is miraculous how the body can turn. Our health fair, November 11th. We have a food truck, and Katie has got over 50 vendors who are coming. I don't know how she's going to put them in all the places, but we're going to have the police officers directing traffic. We got golf carts running people up and down. So please mark on your calendars November 11th. This was an interesting study. You know, we have an epidemic of gut issues. And the thing is, children have a lot of these aches and pains and loose stools and no appetite and grumblings and all this that really makes life not as very enjoyable when your gut's hurting. Well, they did a study, and it was using psyllium husk. Well, psyllium is what Metamucil is, but I got to say up front, all psyllium that's not organic is so full of chemicals that I would never give it to my children. We sell organic psyllium. In fact, one of the top YouTubes I've ever done is regarding psyllium and how toxic it is unless it's organic. But what they did, it was a double-blind randomized controlled trial, and it was published in the Journal of Pediatric Gastroenterology. Pretty respectable journal. And it described the effects of psyllium on the symptoms of irritable bowel in children. 81 children, average 10 years old, were assigned either psyllium or placebo group. Placebo meaning it was a fake. 44% of the psyllium group achieved total remission of irritable bowel. That is unheard of, yet only 9% in the placebo group. Irritable bowel is miserable. It can work for adults as well as it does for children. Do not like the Metamucil. In fact, there was an article this morning on aspartame, which Metamucil uses in their non-sugar products, and it showed memory loss, significant memory loss with the use of aspartame. So that's kind of scary stuff. So know that organic is available. Want to talk, and I know I'm talking a lot here, Clint, but I want to get this news. Good. I want to get these pieces of empowering information out. Again, creating a team. We talk about that for years. And part of that team can be the internet team because we have the access, unlike any time in history, of some of the best and wisest people, along with some of the opposites of that, too. But it would be like if you go to Disney, you don't have to ride all the rides. You can ride the rides you want to ride. Well, Natural Nurse Mama on Instagram. And she's made a great statement. It's so true. It's not normal that most kids have something wrong with them daily, but it is today. If you think it's going to get better, it isn't, she says. This is just the result of policies over the past years. It's been happening for a long time. It's overall toxic burden. It's nervous system dysregulation. It's families with no support. It's lack of access to care that doesn't go alone with the AMA. And pesticides, toxic exposures, it's never one thing. And I love this, what she says, where the heck are the pediatricians from the 80s and 90s? Why aren't they speaking up? The kids were not as sick then. I don't know if your kids were like my daughter. No, we had the occasional once every couple months thing. They weren't sick every other week like they are now. Yep. Chronic health issues existed, but not in the majority of children. The pediatricians today have been silenced. They're pushed out of their practices by large hospitals. And let me say this. We have a pediatrician at Nutrition World, Dr. Litwin, L-I-T-W-I-N. She does not see people on acute care basis. She sees them for chronic issues and not babies, but a little bit older kids. She has the game figured out, and she's not willing to play the brokenness of the system she came from. Her number is 423-521-2303. Dr. Litwin at Nutrition World.
Before you go to break, you tell me when you're ready. I want to take 30 seconds and give a shout out. But you keep going and just give me if I can have 30 seconds.
You go, man. We're about
I just want to say hi and give a shout out to the guy I met today. I'm doing it. Yes, his name is Charlie Cunnican. He is the general manager of Everline Coatings and Services. I walk in, I've got my Irish rugby shirt on. He pulls up and he goes, hey, he starts asking me about my shirt. He's actually from Ireland, came over as a kid, played rugby. We have a lot of stuff in common. Just giving a shout out to a guy that talked for 10 or 15 minutes with me about rugby. He's a little bit older than I am, but we shared some stories, and you never know where those kind of just chance encounters, you know, take you. Just a shout out to him. Seemed like a great guy, and I'm going to find out more about his company, but there you go. Shout out to Charlie. Nice to meet you today, sir.
I love synchronicity.
Yeah, that was really cool. He saw me at the exact time, man.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I said, how many times do you wear that shirt? You said, how many times a year?
Five or six times a year.
Five times a year. The guy was walking across the parking lot at the very instant on the very day that you had the shirt. There's something to that. Yeah. There just is.
Yeah. So just shout out to him and his family, you know, the business they own. Hope they're doing great. Yeah.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, a little bit of words of wisdom and more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and I love poetry so, so very much, and I love digging up ones that had touched me from many years ago. Don't know why these things do sometimes, and there's no need to be concerned about the mystery. I just sit with it and enjoy it. These were lines by W.H. Murrah, which was the leader of the Scottish Himalayan Expedition. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, providence moves also. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. begin it now. It's not actually poetry, but it's such a great little story because I've learned it in my own life, and you have too, probably, Clint. You do something 70%, you just don't attract the power and the energy and the team that you need to complete the job. But when you're fully in, all of a sudden things show up in your life.
Energy is a real thing. Vibe is a real thing. Karma, I think, is a real thing. What goes around comes around. And there is something, as you get older, you start realizing, I am attracting what I'm giving out, which is always hard for us sometimes when things aren't going. It doesn't mean you're always, things are going to go your way. But when you say, why do I keep, another way I put it is life will continue to give us the same lessons until we learn.
There you go. I mean, that's a Buddhist philosophy, really.
Well, it goes to that vibe thing, too. Why do I keep attracting the same people? Well, maybe I need to check my vibe at the door.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
A couple things. The Rapamycin radio show last week.
That's a great movie, by the way. The Rapamycin. About the, or is that Ratatouille? I was thinking of the rat that cooks. Sorry. You're talking about the young, the drug, the medicine from Josh. I got you.
I'm talking about the potential medicine that's going to keep me alive a few extra years.
Yeah.
It's called Rapamycin. If you didn't hear last week's show, please go and tell people, what platforms is this on?
Yeah, it's released on Tuesday's podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, you name it. Just look for the Vital Health Radio download.
Yes, and Rapamycin is one time a week dosing that I'm doing. I'm doing about approximately 3 milligrams. But Josh Porter, Optimize You, now has Rapamycin for a prescription that he can fill, and it will cost approximately $60 per month to be on Rapamycin.
Wow, that's not as much as I thought.
It's not too bad.
No.
There's the allergy pill that I have found in the store, the latest and greatest, is called Allerplex by Standard Process. Just absolutely felt that from the very first hour after I took it, because Katie and Adam told me, you will not believe how well this works, and I will have to say I did not. Another unrelated tip.
Okay.
It's an app called Fake Spot.
Okay.
And what it's going to do is tell you when you want to purchase a product, it actually somehow says and figures out whether there's fake reviews on the product.
Okay.
And it's going to give you the truest reviews that you can see. I have not really used it much, but it's called Fake Spot. I think that was a pretty cool. And I do want to say that the questions circulate sometimes. Do the rapid test for COVID, the ones that are still standard, do they work for all the variants? And the answer is yes. The at-home test should pick up all the variants, says Dr. Michael Mina, the COVID expert at the Harvard School of Public Health. I do want to, again, encourage people to be empowered always for their own health and the health of those that they love. You cannot go and try to find the links to the frontline doctors, but you can Google it. Frontline doctors and COVID is the latest and always the most up-to-date protocol for people who are under the weather.
Well, the thing is, though, inside our rhetoric a little bit, is we never say COVID is not real. I mean, and that's the thing. People can get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like the test. And if you test positive, don't be around people.
That's bingo. That's
don't get people sick.
No.
Take care of yourself and get better, and then you can go be around people.
Yeah. I know there was a period of time where people were scared to death to test because then it meant living in a closet for 2 weeks almost, you know, and you couldn't go anywhere.
Well, but real quick, I hate to say this, and I know we're running up on the. How many times when you had the flu in your life did you go around other people intentionally?
If I felt bad, I didn't.
Why did we act like it was common sense?
Yeah.
If you're sick, whether it's strep, the flu, anything that's contagious as an adult, and good, you go, I'm not going to hang out with people for a week or so because I don't want to get them sick.
It's common sense. Or if you worked in an environment where you can truly isolate, like, you know, in an office that no one's going to walk
into. Put an air filter in there and live with it. We acted like we're not supposed to be around people. We've never supposed to be around people when we're contagious. When the hell did that change? Pardon my language. It's not like we changed anything.
And going to school.
We used to do it on our own, though. Nobody had to come us.
Well, maybe we had more common sense. I don't know.
Look at us. Thank you.
Well, with that ending, thank you very much, Clint.
Yes,
and also, Clint, tell people your podcast real quick.
Yeah, During the Break Podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, Dayfire Podcast about adventure in the great outdoor, TheCrimeCast.com with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We talk crime and cold cases. So During the Break, Crimecast, and Dayfire. Of By and For the People, it's political and constitutional.
Roddy the Body.
Thank you, sir. Okay. That's what you took out of my podcast. Thanks.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.